day. It's hump day.
That's dirty. Good thing we're on the stream, because the FCC would have closed this down if you said that on traditional radio.
Happy Humper, Bill. Welcome
Hi,
to
everybody.
Bill F. Unleashed.
It's me and Lenny Bruce working blue on the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower.
Why do they call it blue when you work blue? Why did blue get that term?
Because of the Smurfs, Wendy.
They're dirty birdies.
In the early days of the Smurfs, if you go back and look at the early Smurf cartoons of the 1930s and 40s, they were filthy, especially that Papa Smurf. That guy had no...
They didn't call him Papa for nothing.
Right.
I don't even know what that means.
Why in Smurfland is there only one woman, Smurfette? How is that possible?
And isn't she tired?
Oh, Tired Smurf. That should be her nickname. Tiree Smurf.
You really don't know where the term working blue
I don't know
blue
why. I have no idea why. And I should know that because, as you know, you saw me do stand-up, a filth fest. Wall-to-wall dirt.
You were not.
I worked very clean.
You did, and yet, amazingly, very super funny.
Well, thank you for that.
A lot of times people just throw out blue words.
Yeah.
I have, according to Slate.com, why sacré bleu.
Sacré bleu is French.
Why is blue the most profane color? Blue humor, blue movies, blue talk. What's obscene about the color blue? Nobody really knows, as it turns out.
Is that right? Their explanation is that there is no explanation.
The origin of blue in the sense of lewd, coarse, or pornographic has been tough to pin down. Etymologists have put forward a bunch of theories, but haven't found anything conclusive. The Oxford English Dictionary's earliest example of this usage dates back to 1818 in John Mitford's The Adventures of Johnny Newcomb in the Navy. Now,
that makes sense.
What
a book that was, huh? You ever read that?
No.
Crazy book.
I read the Cliff's Notes.
Did you?
That was fantastic. That makes sense to me. Blue, navy.
Navy blue.
You're wearing
right.
The navy blues,
and
you swear like a sailor.
It's attributed to the Navy, then? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
maybe.
In this particular book, which Mitford wrote, here's the thing. Blush, Pluto, blush as brimstone blue. The bluer town can boast like you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
That's
boring.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful poem you just read. That's either a tear in my eye or I have allergies. I'm not sure which. My people.
Well, that's French Bibliothèque Bleu, popular literature published between the early 17th and mid-18th centuries on low-quality paper with a blue cover. Also had smut in it.
And what years were these? These were in the 1800s?
17th and mid-18th centuries.
My mom one time was saying, she was explaining to me, so her grandparents came here from Slovenia, which is the hometown of our first lady. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
She is also Slovenian.
I believe you're related.
Much like my mom and me. Yeah, I am related to her. I think all Slovenians, because there's only like 11 people in all of Slovenia, so we were probably related. So she was explaining that she and her brothers believed that a lot of times when her grandparents were speaking to each other in Slovenian, just by the way that they spoke.
Like their tone and stuff.
Yeah, that they were either talking dirty or telling dirty jokes.
Growing up Italian, I would have my grandmother and her sisters would speak Italian, and I don't know if it was dirty, because they would just say dirty words in English.
Oh, they did?
I just think it was something they didn't want you to know.
Here's how she explained it, and I don't know why she would tell me this, because I was just a small boy at the time, and it was probably none of my business, but she told me anyway.
Still a small boy, Gibbons.
I'm still right. She knew back then... that there would be no progress between then and now. So she goes, I might as well get it out of the way and tell him now, because he won't be any more mature in 30 years. So I'll just get it out of the way now. She said that a lot of times her relatives, again, this would be her grandparents, weren't the most jovial of people. Like they had
what
kind
was
of a,
there to be happy about
right, back
when
then,
they were growing up?
Nothing.
Really?
Almost nothing. So they went around a lot of times with kind of a dour disposition. She said, and then every once in a while, they would say something, and they'd look around, and then they'd laugh like, we shouldn't be laughing at this, but that's pretty funny. And then they'd go back to being dour and sad again. And she and her brothers believed, and her cousins believed, that that was them either saying something obscene to each other or recounting a dirty joke.
All right, well, that type of reaction makes me think they were saying a dirty
Don't
joke.
Don't you think so? Because you know how people have a slightly different, you know, when somebody tells you, right, huh? How about this?
Yeah.
Here's something for it. It was that kind of, and she said it was very uncharacteristic of them to speak that way, but every once in a while they would, and they'd go, well, there's some dirty joke in Slovenian that we don't know.
I think you're right. And
right?
She's, yeah,
don't
now that I think
that
about
to be
it.
True?
Still, though, swearing had wormed its way into the expression by 1847 as in a blue streak of oaths. Blue laws began in 1755 as puritanical restrictions on the activities of New England residents on Sundays.
Well, the blue light district is always where you go to get a
hooker.
Oh, yeah.
With a heart of gold.
A hooker with a heart of gold. If you're going to get a hooker, kids, make sure, ask her point blank when you're making your deal with her, when you're signing your contract with your hooker, say, are you one of those hookers that also has a heart of gold? And if not, go elsewhere. That's my advice.
You give good tips. Well, I have no, there is nothing here, although I'm starting to think now, don't you? The saying is, you know, I like to say this about myself. I have the face of an angel, but I swear like a sailor.
Yes.
Sailor.
I will sign that document.
Sailors wear white, but they also wear, don't they call them the...
Navy blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So maybe that's where it came from.
I think it's probably a combination. It could be that. It could be, like I said, the blue light district. That's your work in blue.
Yeah, but didn't that... That's where sailors visited, too.
Oh, yeah. You would find a sailor or two there, the Blue Lake District.
There's a naval seaman. 312-235-2525. I would like to know if that's where it came from, because it kind of makes sense now.
Yeah, it does.
I can't believe you don't know that.
But then in the song
history.
Roxanne, what is Roxanne, you don't want to turn on the red light? Not the blue light.
Right, because you don't want it to stop. You want it to keep going.
But at Kmart, they would use the blue light.
Blue light special.
In the hooker department. Way in the back. Where are your slightly used hookers, please? They're way
near
in the back.
Near the rugs.
Right. Right. In the notions department. All right, we'll be in the notions department then.
Well, I was just wondering if there's anyone that was in the Navy that knows that it could be attributed to them. And if it is, thank you.
Yes.
I was just curious.
Thank you for adding to our
from.
Society, Navy people. Speaking of comedy, Wendy, one of our favorite characters on Saturday Night Live is getting their own Halloween special.
Wow, current?
Do you want to guess who it is?
Yeah, is it a current character?
It is a character that we saw introduced on Saturday Night Live last year, and he or she took off incredibly online.
Sean Spicer?
No, it's not Sean Spicer.
Is it a regular cast member?
No.
So
it was
a guest
host who played a character, and I'll be honest with you, when I saw it the first time, you know how in almost every episode of Saturday Night Live, there's something that you go, I know that a lot of people didn't enjoy that, but I did. I hope that that catches, I hope they do that more often. I watched this the first time, and I thought, I don't know if anyone will think this is funny but me. And then by the second time it was on, because they reran it over the summer, everybody loves it. So what could it be? Who's the character?
Angela Merkel.
No, it's not Angela Merkel. No.
She'd be a good hostess.
For a Halloween special?
Is it something...
I'm hoping you remember this.
All right, I'm not going to guess.
Tom Hanks played a character last year on Halloween called David S. Pumpkins. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The premise of the skit was it was like a haunted house, but instead of a haunted house, it was a haunted elevator, and no matter what floor the elevator landed on, this character, David S. Pumpkins, showed up, which was, he was like a lounge lizardy guy wearing a pumpkin-themed suit, and he had two guys dressed as, like, ghouls or demons or something on each side of him, and he was just really freaky.
No, I don't know if I remember it. I watched that whole episode.
Sarah, see if you can find some audio, either through SaturdayNightLive.com or YouTube, of David S. Pumpkins. This is Tom Hanks's character. They just asked him a little while ago if when he hosts again this year, if he'll bring that character back, and he alluded to bringing it back. Well, word came out yesterday that the bizarre Tom Hanks character, David S. Pumpkins, which went viral last year, is returning to NBC for a Halloween-themed animated half-hour special.
I'll watch it.
I'm trying to think if that's ever happened before. The closest I remember that happening to a Saturday Night Live character getting an animated special was for a year, Martin Short's character, Ed Grimley, had a Saturday morning cartoon that was hysterical, but but it didn't do well in the ratings. But it was more
hysterical.
It was more for adults than it was for kids, and they were showing it on Saturday mornings, and the kids didn't understand the references.
I totally remember David S. Pumpkins after looking at him. Totally.
It was really a weird scene, remember?
Yeah.
Really weird. The show set for October 28th on a Saturday night, the David S. Pumpkins Halloween special is based on the hugely popular SNL Haunted Elevator sketch that took place on October the 22nd, just this last year. The sketch, of course, featured a pumpkin-suited Hanks as mystery man David S. Pumpkins on an elevator with two skeleton-dressed dancers. They're played by Mikey Day and Bobby Moynihan. Here's a little clip for you. Listen.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
They're doing a weird dance during this, all three of them. Like a scary arm dance.
Wasn't that funny to me? That's maybe why I didn't remember it.
Go back and watch it again. Wait, we'll get a little bit more of it. Hold on.
Any questions?
That's his catchphrase, any questions.
Scared, speechless?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to wrap my head around David Pumpkins? I mean, are we supposed to know who that is?
Yeah, it was just a guy in a pumpkin suit with two B-boy skeletons. I don't get how that's scary.
Well, you don't get frights. You fear them. 26th floor!
Can I sleep in your bed tonight?
Yeah, see, I get why she's scary.
Yeah.
All right, you don't have to run the whole thing. So on alternating floors, you get other scary scenes, but then David S. Pumpkins keeps showing up and asking if there's any questions. I know that, like, to try to dissect it, you just go, what? But for some reason, it was really funny.
It was funnier to watch just because of the funky dancing,
yeah, the dancing
that was going on.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I watched Bobby Moynihan's show, Me, Myself, and I.
You didn't like it, did you?
I have to tell you, I wanted to like it.
Me too.
And I fell asleep during it. It could not
it
keep my
not
interest.
Good. And I love him.
I do too.
And John Larroquette plays love the him. Older version of him. I don't know who plays the younger version of him. But I thought the premise was a really interesting premise. You got Bobby Moynihan, modern day, kind of reflecting on what happened in the past and then the future version of him. Great idea. Great cast. It just didn't work. And I wanted it to be a good show. It just was. I don't know.
Are you going to give it another show?
No.
You're one and done on these things, huh?
On almost all of them, I'm one and done. And now, there's a couple of shows now. Like, I watched, we both talked about how good The Exorcist was last year. Did you watch the first episode of the new Exorcist?
No.
It's just not good. It's just not good.
Yeah, but was the first episode of the, because sometimes.
Yeah, last season's first episode was really good. I got a couple that I've been loyal to that. I'm quite like Fear the Walking Dead has been not good also.
I gave up on that after I think the second season. I just didn't like any of the characters,
yeah.
So I didn't care if they got eaten.
Right.
I hate to
care
say
about
that.
Them to, I know.
And you know, we had talked about this with Fear the Walking Dead because you know they weren't like our originals,
right?
And but I kept going. I need time to get to like them, like I did with Rick and
right.
His crew on
yeah.
The regular Walking Dead. But I just never the Johnny Depp wannabe kid. I just was not. I didn't care about any of them.
Well, this year, on this season of Fear the Walking Dead, instead of them really battling zombies, I mean, there's always internal battles, I get that, but it's really been just a strange storyline that the zombies are, the Walking Dead are there in the background, and actually, at the end of this last episode, they become more prominent, finally, but you should have to wait 3 or 4 episodes for that to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
So
that's been disappointing. There's a couple that I'm like, oh, come on. I really like the show. I want to keep watching it. Please give me reason to. Bobby Moynihan's show was one I thought, oh, this will work.
It looked like it was going to be good.
Yeah, I know.
And I honestly, I had fallen asleep because I know Jim and I started watching it. And the next thing the next morning, I'm like, did we like the show? And he's like, you fell asleep 10 minutes into it. And he goes, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
That's
again.
A bad sign. Yeah, I know. There's right now, the reason for a one and done for me is there's just too much stuff. There's too much product out there that I
and
feel like
a
if
lot
they don't,
of it's quality.
Yeah. Yeah,
I am hooked. I saw Leah Remini come on the first episode of Kevin Can Wait,
mm-hmm.
And you had done the spoiler alert for me, where they don't really mention how the wife died.
No,
they're
they
not...
might later, maybe.
Yeah, but now would they? Now would be the time to get it.
Right.
And just mention it. Although, you know, Leah Remini is his work partner, and now she is kind of helping out her Kevin's kids. She's kind of helping him out. So he's a single dad. I can see where they'll get together.
Yeah.
But their chemistry, I mean, laugh out loud watching
it. Yeah, sure.
He is just, he cracks me up.
Yeah, yeah.
She's really funny. Getting used to her lips a little bit. She got them plumped, and there was time when it sounded like this.
She couldn't maneuver her own lips because her collagen treatments were such that they had to have puppeteers from Henson come in and work her lips so that it would be audible on the air.
She's getting used to them. I think she's terribly funny. I really
do.
I always liked her.
She is very funny. And how about, like, people thought when she came out with this, you know, she's been bashing Scientology because she's a former Scientologist. People went, uh-oh, this might be a really bad career move for her. But no, it's actually worked out good for her.
Is she still on The View or The Voice or The...
No, she's not anything else, I don't think.
Okay, so
she's got her own reality show about...
Right, I watched that Scientology. Yeah. It is pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing to see what goes on behind the scenes
there.
And I know they're trying to put a stop on it, but...
The Scientologists
are. And it's not working.
Right.
Because...
Right, they're very litigious.
But she
They're going to sue you. I just got a text saying Wendy's going to be sued. So
I don't care.
Choose your words carefully.
You know, wait in line. You know how people are suing me.
So Rex Tillerson, by not answering the question, did you call the president a moron, by not answering it and saying it's too trivial, why, I don't want to waste time with that.
With the petty stuff.
With the petty stuff.
And petty nonsense, died. I believe he called it.
Petty nonsense.
That was his tribute to Tom Petty.
Is that why he said it that way? By not copping to it, he kind of copped to it.
Yeah.
Right?
But if President Trump were your boss, would you want to make you call him a moron?
No. No. Isn't that interesting, though, that the question had to come up, obviously, because it's in the news today, but that's an interesting way of throwing it out, just going, I'm not going to, why waste anyone's time with that? It's too petty.
Because that's what, he doesn't want
to
lie.
Well, and our theory is he's now on the way out. It was the same with Tom Price, you know, he's a good man, blah, 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 next day Price resigns, he's gone. And there have been rumblings, I don't know if you've seen on Twitter and places that...
With Tillerson or with Price?
No, with Tillerson
okay.
That, oh my gosh, her name, Nikki Haley is probably going to take his place.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right.
Time will tell.
But he couldn't have resigned today because with Donald Trump going to Las Vegas, this just would have made the administration look bad.
Right.
And it kind of makes itself look bad a lot.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders has said that, you know, the president has his... complete confidence in his Secretary of State. So
we know it's true.
So it's the next stop is you're fired.
Do you remember a presidency where there's been this much turnover of staff, even close?
No.
I can't
Do
remember
you?
Anything. No.
But even just so much turmoil and so many just
Have you watched
things?
This Ken Burns Vietnam War series?
No, I really want to watch it.
Because I'm telling you, it has opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, they totally have Nixon lying. JFK did some things that were not great. And Lyndon Baines Johnson, I couldn't believe, like, he just kept the war going so America didn't look bad. While, you know, I don't know, it was thousands of... boys were dying.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't believe that. And then as I'm watching that, I'm like, boy, you know, there has been some turmoil in other presidencies that I am unaware of. And then to see the protests then for Vietnam and the protests that are going on now, it's like we're completely reliving this.
Right. Well, and don't you think because of the times and because of the quickness of social media that you just find things out so much more quickly than you did back then?
Not just the
quickness.
So
it took a while for it to... trickle out.
Not just the quickness, but the time span. For instance, as we were all growing up, you had a half an hour of local news and you had half an hour of national news every night. But now there are of course, stations that are 24 hours
a
day.
And then you got whatever other information happened the day before when you read the paper in the morning.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're all looking. I mean, it's very hard to have a dark corner anymore. I guess it still goes on to some extent, but it's not like it used to be, right?
Well, and the fact is that he's also a reality show president.
Yeah.
You know, so he just wants to put it all out on the table. I think that's part of his personality, too.
Yeah.
It or not.
We played audio when he was in Puerto Rico, and he was helping this gentleman that he spoke to, and he ended it with...
Have a good time.
Yeah.
And I mean... Bill, you should nitpick because you got to really, you're the, again, the president of the United States. I know we all say things off the cuff, but if I was president, I think I'd try really hard to edit myself. I really would.
Yeah.
And I was trying, I was kind of defending him because, you know, he have a good time. That's just, you know, folksy and like see you later kind of thing.
But what if that guy had said, explain to me when I should have a good time, because right now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to survive. I just lost everything I own in this terrible storm.
No one's going to say that to a president.
I mean, the guy was cordial to him and just kind of shook hands with him and smiled and stuff. But inside I'd be going, did you just tell me to have a good time?
Well, how about the fact that he was throwing paper towels at people?
I
mean, I thought that was a joke when you said that.
No, he really was.
No, he really was. And then they asked him not to throw flashlights. And so
he's going to knock someone out.
Yeah. Well, and today on the floor of the House, Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez just ripped him one side on the other about throwing the paper towels and about what he said about the death toll and
and how they're using up our budget.
Right. And right.
Puerto Rico's now, using up our budget.
The budget's out of whack now. Yeah.
That was so rude. I mean, that's like a kid who's like, I got in trouble and, you know, you got to pay $500 to bail me out. It's like, you have ruined our groceries for the week. I mean, I know it's a different thing, but you don't say that.
No. Well, you know, and also what he said about the death toll, just because it was only at 16, it wasn't a Hurricane Katrina, you know, good job, pat on the back. Well, you know, one death is too many.
Yep. Agreed.
So he does have a lot to learn.
Luis Gutierrez is a little bulldog, and he is going to keep nipping at Donald Trump's heels. He's doing a good job
That's
and today
fine.
He's going to have to play comforter-in-chief now that he's in Las Vegas.
Oh,
and it's
going
to be interesting to see how that transpires.
So will we see teleprompter Trump, or will we see speak from wherever I want to speak from Trump?
I'm not clear at this point if he's going to speak. I just saw, you know, he landed, he didn't make any remarks, and now he's at a hospital.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, reporters like to get him off the cuff, and he likes to talk as he's walking in and out of places. So he may say something, he may not.
Yeah.
Melania's with him, but she was with him the other day. So I don't know. Well, I don't know if she can. Sometimes I feel like she reels him in, and sometimes I don't.
Does she get to? Because I know there are things that you say that Terry has to either kick you under the table.
I get a look sometimes.
Yeah, and with Jim, sometimes I'll like squeeze his hand, like shut up.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if I could look at my husband and kill him, I would. Doesn't happen that often, but sometimes you're like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah. Yep.
Usually Jim has to shut me up. I'm the one who needs to be shut up. You know me. I offer way too much information.
Well, my husband, too. He likes to. But that's Trump's problem. He offers way too much information.
And see, so, I mean, I completely understand that. I think he'll
But you
okay.
have a filter. He doesn't.
I don't really.
Yeah, you do. But you know how to behave when you're on the air talking to millions of people.
That is true.
Because you say you never cuss.
On the radio.
On the radio, but because you know not to.
And see, he should know not to, too, because he's been on TV, but he's been able to just be himself on TV. So it's not like his rules changed for on-air, off-air Donald.
When he first got the job of president, everybody said that it is his daughter, not his wife, that has that ability to let him know when you can be a little more free-spirited.
I'm not sure I believe that anymore.
I don't know that I do either.
I don't think she can control him.
I don't think anyone can.
No, I don't either.
No.
But I don't know. I hope he does a good job with these people of Las Vegas. Just, you know, seeing the videos and seeing a picture someone posted on Facebook with just bodies laying in a field. And it's like, how could he say something wrong at that point? He's feeling the same way we are.
You would hope. And yet he somehow has the gift for saying the wrongest thing at the wrongest times. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes down. I would think that there's a coach that must work with him. Wouldn't you, if you were somebody high ranking, you go, Donald, let's try this. Let's get a guy in.
Who is going to say that to him? Because I just can't.
I can't figure out whose job it would be to do that. But there must be somebody.
Well, and I'm losing his name. The military guy who took over.
Kelly.
You know, I mean, I guess that's part of his job.
Would that be part of his job, maybe? Yeah. Maybe.
And he's got that discipline of being a military.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump is not going to listen to anyone.
No.
That's what we've seen so far.
I hope he does an okay job, because this is just horrible what he's walking into in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. How about this? Do you, Wendy, do you consider yourself to be smarter than average?
Yes.
You do. Kim, you the same?
Yeah.
Smarter than average?
Yeah.
All right. They have come up with a bunch of telltale signs that if these apply to you, you are more than likely smarter than average. For instance, you are the oldest sibling. Wendy, you are the youngest, but Kim, you are the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Right? It says, being the oldest sibling has several advantages, like being able to tell your younger brothers and sisters what to do. After analyzing soldiers' IQ tests, researchers found that the oldest children had an average IQ of 103. Second-born kids have an average IQ of 100, while the babies of the family had an average IQ of 99.
That's a load of crap.
Yeah, my sister my sister book smart wise is way smarter than me, but maybe street wise I'm
common
a little smarter.
Is
common
different.
Sense, yeah.
This is spoken like a true firstborn, by the way.
Meaning who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make this up. These are scientists.
My sister already texted me this because she's older than I am.
Haven't
it's
you found
true.
Though in most cases that the oldest tends to be more responsible? More,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was number three.
Yeah.
And my sister and brother, I don't know about you, but my sister and brother, they always default to me.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Well, you take care of it. You know, you can do it.
Why? Because
you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. Now, in my husband's family, it's reversed. He's the youngest, and he's always the default guy.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder why one family would go one way and the other would go the other way.
That's why, because this is a load of crap.
Family dynamics.
Wendy, I got this from loadofcrap.com. It can't possibly be a load of crap. What you're saying can't be true. What about this? This is a factor that could determine whether you're smarter than average. You are left-handed. You're a lefty.
Bingo.
You're lefty also.
Yeah.
I'm stupid because I'm right-handed.
No, this is not loadofcrap.com. I'm winning so far.
It says here, Wendy, because I just wrote it in, that
ambidextrous
people are by far the smartest. But after
Bill's
that...
ambidextrous.
I'm a little too.
Are you a bit?
Well, I write left-handed, eat left-handed, but I play sports right-handed.
How about that? That's unusual.
I'm going home.
Please stay. Please stay. Being left-handed has a few benefits. For example, in 1995, New York-based journalist Maria Konnikova found that left-handed people are more creative than right-handed people. Now, I believe more creative.
I
don't know if it means you're smarter if you're more creative. That's
I don't even know. How does it make you more creative? Aren't the majority of people right-handers?
Well, it has to do, I believe,
with
left-brain, right-brain thinking. One side being more uniform and more things need to go in this order, and the other one being more open and free and creative.
But that doesn't, to me, connect with what hand you use. And with you, having both hands ability.
I'm a miracle of science, Wendy. That's what I am. Now, this is one that I'm surprised is on here, but it is. These are signs that you're probably smarter than others. You take drugs occasionally.
Does that count, like alcohol?
Pamprin.
Pamprin?
Right. I thought you were going to say Pamprin.
I haven't heard about Pamprin in like 30 years, though.
I dug that out of the old
out of your
file.
Purse.
Out of my purse.
Carter's liver pills.
Yep. It's next to my Metamucil. Do you need some?
No, I'm good.
Oh, my back. Where are my Dones pills?
It says, we're by no means suggesting that you should take illegal drugs. However, it's interesting to note that according to a 2012 study, there is a link between intelligence and drugs. Researchers looked at the drug use habits of 6,000 people and concluded that occasional users were among those who had the highest IQs.
I got to tell you, there were a lot of potheads in my high school, and these kids were so smart.
Really?
Like straight A.
Yeah?
Straight A students.
Smart kids can do that because they know they can
get around it.
Just fluff it off and still skate by.
I don't smoke pot, but I just, you know, I think it should be legal because if people can go home and unwind with a glass of wine, what is the difference? It is.
Yeah. It says you drink alcohol regularly.
Yes, I do. What about that?
On the website.
You know what? I don't drink it very much during the week anymore. Although last night, I had a bunch of Rolling Rocks. I was in the mood.
A bunch being?
Probably six.
Six? You pulled a six pack. How about
that? Six Rolling Rocks? You would have to roll me to the emergency room.
It was spread out.
In what length of time, start to finish?
From about 4 to 11.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
A good period.
Yeah.
Maybe five.
Yeah.
No, it was four.
Yeah.
Right. Porch beers. Sometimes
well, it's
they
summer
happen.
Out still.
Yeah. So, I'm ready for
so
fall.
Put down a six pack.
Yeah.
Drinking alcohol can also play a part in intelligence. And contrary to popular belief, drinking alcohol doesn't make us dumber. It actually does the opposite. Remember that old joke? It made Budweiser. Remember that?
Yes.
After studying American and British people.
Hello.
Who are drunk all the time, I added. It's not in here. Scientists discovered that the participants with the highest results on intelligence tests in their youth were those who drank the most often as adults. I'm very surprised by that.
I don't, again, where'd you get this, loadacrap.com?
This is from loadacrap.com, Wendy. It's from MSN.
I don't know that I believe that.
You don't overestimate yourself. Are you realistic about what your capabilities are, or do you overestimate or underestimate yourself?
I underestimate myself.
Have you ever heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect? This phenomena occurs when less qualified people overestimate their abilities, while extremely competent people underestimate their capabilities. It's possible that the same thing applies to intelligence. The most intelligent among us don't like to brag.
Oh, and guess who brags about, you know, how he was double promoted and he's ambidextrous.
I'm not bragging. I'm just stating fact.
Which you bring up frequently.
But you know where, like, here's where this comes into play for me.
But you brag in a sweet way, Bill.
Yeah, I am a sweet bragger. I am a sweet bragger, Wendy.
You are.
Thank you, Kim, for pointing that out. But you know how
there are obnoxious braggers.
Sometimes he gets obnoxious. You know,
yeah, but you can put him in his place.
You know how there's people that are just flat out cocky about everything.
Yeah.
They're just cocky.
I can't stand that.
Well, but then there are some people. I'm trying to remember who we applied this to one time, and I think it was it somebody on the Cubs
who was cocky or not?
Somebody on the Cubs who I was saying, oh, it's Javi Baez who it was. Where I go, there's a cockiness to him. But you almost have to give it to him because he has the ability to back it up.
He
like
delivers.
With a lot of cocky people,
right.
You go, why are you cocky? You don't have anything to back that up. But if a guy can back it up, you almost go, well, then be cocky. You've proved that you can handle it.
Right, like Aaron Rodgers.
Perfect example.
That is a good example.
He's cocky, but when you see what he can do, you go, yeah,
right.
All right,
he's
be cocky.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yeah. And there's probably other people that aren't in the sports arena. This probably applies to almost every walk of life.
I'd say President Obama. Because he
didn't come across to me as cocky.
Confident.
Confident.
That's different than
much
cocky.
Much more confident than cocky. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, yeah. Confident.
Here's another sign that you may be more...
And some people don't think he could back it up. That's... You
right.
Know, well, you know, I...
Right.
I do.
That's everybody's opinion.
Exactly.
Everybody can have their own opinion.
This is another sign that you're probably smarter than average. You are a night owl.
I'm not.
You are not?
No.
You're not. You used to be, right?
I used to be, but I have to get up at 6:30 every day, so I can't
be a night owl.
Although I go to bed at midnight every night.
Me too. I mean, but I don't stay up. And
no.
Like,
Bill would love to stay up all night.
I stay up till 2 almost
every night.
I do
like to watch Seth Meyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm in bed, laying in bed. No. I'm not like up, you know.
Gallivanting.
Cleaning my closet or anything.
Are you a night owl?
What
so,
kid says gallivanting,
the kids
by the way?
Saying gallivanting,
the same one
Wendy.
Who takes Pamperin.
These kids on the Pamperin, all they know is gallivanting.
Gallivanting is still a pretty big word.
Are people
really?
Still saying it?
Yes. My mom used to say it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
thank
old
you,
school.
Sarah.
It's coming back. It's
yep.
coming back.
People are gonna...
So is the name Ethel, but so
yes,
what?
Yes, very popular. Are you a night owl? If so, you are smarter than the early birds, according to the University of Madrid study. More specifically, your analytical and conceptual thinking skills are above average. I wonder what makes somebody, because I've always been, even when I was a little kid, like the thought of getting up early just never appealed to me, but staying up late, oh, I love it. I could do it every night.
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who likes to wake up early?
My
sometimes
husband.
We
a lot
have
of people.
But does he like it?
Yeah, he didn't mind it.
A lot of people do.
If you ever need a ride to the airport early, call him. He loves it. He
really?
Loves giving anybody a ride. Yeah.
He's too nice, Kim.
But he grew up, you know, in a farm community.
Yeah,
so
right.
Everybody was
it's
up
different.
Early, and that's how
true.
It was.
One of my wife's friends gets up between 4:30 and 5 every morning, and if she sleeps in until 5:30, she says, I feel like I've wasted the day.
Yeah. What does she do in the morning?
I have no idea.
Does she go work out? Because that's...
Well, I work out before I come to work, but I'm not getting up at 4:30.
No.
My
no.
mom gets up at 4:30 every morning.
4:30?
She used to be a manager at a Speedway, but I mean, she quit that job years ago. Now she gets up and like prepares the crock pot meals, checks her emails, Facebook.
She cooks your dinner in a crock pot. That is a good mother.
She'll prep everything and put it in the crock pot.
Well, that's even lunch. I mean, because it only takes 4 to 6 hours just ready for lunch.
Well, you put it on low and then it's, you know.
Yeah, you put it on low and then 6 to 8 hours. Dinner, yeah.
I need some recipes for the crock pot.
Me too. I need some help with the crock pot. I just got one.
She does like beef sandwiches, chicken tacos, steak tacos, white chicken chili.
This is a good segment. Really hot pot cooking with Sarah's mom. Do that on Fridays from now on.
We can do that. She'd love to join in.
Bring in the crock pot.
You don't cook, but I'm telling you, there are people that would like to share some recipes. So bring some in if she feels like sharing.
Yeah,
of course,
Here's another telltale sign that you may be slightly smarter. I just added the word slightly. It's not even in here. Probably smarter than average. You're funny.
I think it takes intelligence to be funny. I really do.
You have to read whoever you're being funny to and try to figure out what will make them laugh. So, yeah, there's something to that one, right? It says laughter is good for your health and your intelligence as well. Researchers administered intelligence tests, I just failed mine, to 400 psychology students and realized that the students with the highest scores also had the best senses of humor. Are comedians society's best minds?
What?
Comedians.
But this is just about being smart. This is not about success or happiness or anything like
it's
that.
Just smart.
Okay. Just smarts.
But if you look at the guys who are anyone from Jon Stewart to John Oliver to any of the late night
Stephen
hosts,
Colbert. I mean, so I think he's a genius.
There's not a dumb guy among them, right? They're all really smart guys. Most of them Ivy League educated. Those are your smartest or among your smartest guys on TV anyway.
I hear Einstein was terribly funny.
He was really funny. Very funny man, Einstein.
I just saw a play about him not too long ago. He didn't seem like
in Skokie?
The nicest guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That was great.
Relativity.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really good.
Just as exciting as Kasira's mom's crockpot recipes.
Oh, I think that might be a little more exciting.
Hey, they're really good recipes, guys. I'm telling you.
In the play, as smart as Einstein is, I think I told you this, Wendy.
He had no social graces.
He had no social graces. And you know that thing that they used to have at Stuckey's, which is the bird that tips over and drinks the water?
Yes.
He was confounded by that. He couldn't figure out how in the world that could possibly work. It didn't make sense to him. The smartest guy in the world is just stymied by this bird dipping in for water.
That's so funny. See, he was funny.
Anne, who's in the play, she plays his housekeeper. Mm-hmm. My wife works with her, and on my birthday, she sent me that bird.
Oh, that's great.
For my birthday present. You learned to read early.
I know you did, and that's why you didn't go to kindergarten.
I could read when I was 3.
Well, good for you. Look what it's done for
you. It's done nothing for me. I totally peaked when I was 3.
I have no idea when I began to read.
I remember, you know, that I caught on quickly when I started learning to read, but I wasn't like an early, you know, I went to school, I was taught how to read and I learned, but I caught on quickly.
Yeah.
We learned how to read with this system called ITA.
Was this the one with the snowball on the front?
No. I don't know about what the book looked like. I just know that like it was more, instead of letters, they use like phonetic sounds. Yeah. So we're the same age, so I wonder if you had it. Like there was an A and E put together, and that's how you would spell day, D-A-E, because they did it kind of phonetically. Oh. And that's how we were taught to read.
I would think that would work against you
because
you have to realize what the real letters are and not these phonetic letters.
I don't know why we use this.
Is it hard for you when you get the spelling test?
No, I am like one of the best spellers in the world.
Me too. I'm a great speller.
My vocabulary is not. I can spell anything. I don't know that I know what it means, but I can spell it. But so I would almost think this would make it harder than going to real letters, but it didn't.
It helped you.
Yeah, we should talk about this with listeners because I'm just curious.
We can't. We've got Kasira's mom talking about crock pot recipes.
Tomorrow.
Or some other day. I just want to know if anybody else used this type of system.
I don't remember that because to me that's, you know, that is a problem when you really have to learn how to see the words correctly.
Like blue would be spelled B-L and then O-O with a line over
it. Yeah, see, I don't like that because then you learn it that way and then the realization comes that now I have to learn it the real way. So you've learned an extra way.
It seems like there's an extra step involved, but it really
worked.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good reader. I read good.
You're gooder than most.
Yep.
I had to learn the phonetic alphabet in one of my college classes, but like it was so hard because I never knew anything about it beforehand. I never even heard of it.
So that's it's symbols that sound like they
schwa.
Yeah. Thank you, Wendy, for saying a word in foreign language.
It's an upside down E, isn't it?
It is an upside down E.
See, yeah, I'm intelligent.
We want to thank Schwa's Crab House, by the way, for providing lunch for everybody on the show. Also, one more quick one. You have a cat. That could be a sign that you're smarter than average. What?
I don't. Dog owners are much smarter than cat owners. That's all I got to say.
Yep.
And bunny owners.
The smartest of all. Smartest in the land. Kim, thanks for hanging out.
Cassara's
mom,
see
thanks
you
for the crock pot recipes. If you just joined us, they're available online.
She's actually texting me the rest of the
time. She wants in.
All right, good.
She wants in?
I want them. We have to close up shop.
Yes, the shop must be closed and vacuumed so that...
I am not vacuuming.
No one's going to vacuum it.
I know. I see stuff here that's...
A lot of lint. High lint factor in here today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed what you heard. There will be another one of these tomorrow. I didn't either. It's an outrage. Another one of these tomorrow, actually, as it turns out.
And we were supposed to talk to Kevin Richter, our producer, to see if he ever made it to L.A., and we keep forgetting. Special thanks to Cassara for filling in for him.
Did a fine job.
Did a great job.
With the recipes.
Thanks, guys.
Can we put those recipes on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right.
Chicken bowls. I will be looking for that recipe.
All right. That's it for today. Thanks, everybody. See you all tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.